right. Hello. Welcome to Young Valley Leaders here at WDIY 88.1 in Bethlehem. We are here for part two of our season finale. Really looking forward to bringing this next group of guests that you may have seen in our first layer of season here. Welcome back to the studio, Sam Yunus, Kyle Edwards, Jack Riley, and Kate Hughes. Thanks for coming here. And today we're going to chat a little bit about the Lehigh Valley, about the holidays, and just have some good conversation about what it means to be a Young Valley leader here today. So if you don't mind kind of just going around the table, maybe a quick round of intros. Doesn't matter who goes first, who you are, what you do, what you're excited about, really whatever you feel like talking about, but someone jump in.
Kyle Edwards, thanks for having me, first and foremost. Thanks for having us. I'm excited about this. Kyle Edwards of A True Love Story LLC, that's the art, apparel, and entertainment side of things. Then Inkwell is the brick and mortar, the physical extension of what True Love Story stands for. And we host a number of cool events, comedy shows, music, the whole nine. I'm sure we'll get into that, but honored to be here.
Thanks for coming.
Samantha Yunus. I own Zara in the downtown Allentown market, and my family owns the Aladdin restaurant, and happy to be here as well.
Woo!
Jack Riley. I work for City Center Investment Corp, doing a lot of the development in downtown Allentown, project manager there. Glad to be back for kind of round two here.
I don't even know what to say. Kate Hughes. I work with Kyle at Inkwell. I book some shows there. Currently working for Historic Bethlehem Museums and Sites. Godfrey Daniels, I'm on the board there. I book shows there. I have a radio show. I don't know. I do a lot of odd things.
Kate the Great.
Kate the Great, yeah. And I think that's what brings some synergy across the four of you, the five of us here, is that we all do a lot of things collectively. Touching a lot of the different corners of the Lehigh Valley. And it's made up of a lot of different types of boroughs, cities, councils, geographies, socioeconomics. But somehow it all ends up boiling up into one Lehigh Valley that supports each other: Allentown, Bethlehem East, and the cities, the suburbs surrounding the rural areas. It's no surprise to any of us about how much it's been growing, right? I mean, maybe it's a surprise, but we're so actively working in it, so we see that growth. So it kind of just feels like day in and day life. But when you step back and look at it from when we were all growing up, you know, here in the area, or maybe when you first came to the area for school, it certainly has evolved and changed. So I'd love to get any like perspectives or anything you may want to share, whether it's from personal experiences or maybe it's through the industry that you work with, or maybe those are kind of blended together, just on like the impact that that has had for you or for the communities that you live in, as we, you know, continue to see a thriving Lehigh Valley and pushing that forward as younger leaders here in our spaces.
I can jump in very quickly. Allentown, I always thought when I got here 100 years ago, I thought Allentown was so beautiful. I thought the architecture is unparalleled in Allentown. I just thought it was very, very special. And to see what it's become today it just warms my heart. I just feel like it's about time, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the horse and buggies 100 years ago. And now,
yeah, I know. Yeah. And now there's running water. It's crazy. No, but it's so nice to see these businesses popping up and, you know, PPL, and there's just a thriving, bustling, rich community in Allentown now. And it's just very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'll kind of jump in there as well. Same thing. I mean, born and raised in Allentown. Of course, I traveled a bit and saw Bethlehem, Easton, surrounding areas, and we've gone through, changes over the course of my lifetime, but to see Allentown specifically grow the way it has is exciting for me. I'm proud of my city. I know what it's capable of, even if they don't always know what they're capable of. So to see it come around and things changing, people's perspectives starting to change and shift for the city of Allentown, which is important, it's been exciting. So I'm just glad and honored to play a small role.
Yeah, I think of the three, Allentown's had the biggest change as far as, obviously, well, we're bigger than both Bethlehem and Easton, mm-hmm. and it's come a long way. I mean, I'm born and raised in Allentown as well, and it's definitely gotten a lot better in the sense of, you know, what you were saying earlier about the narrative and, like, what people think of, like, for instance, downtown Allentown, where my mm-hmm. restaurant is, the struggles with that of trying to get people to come down there mm-hmm. and see that it's not the way that it was, you know, 15, 20 years ago. Right. We have great restaurants. We have, you know, obviously the arena and other things going on and coming along the way. So I'm proud of that.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting with, you know, to your point of the Allentown being bigger than both Bethlehem and Easton, probably combined. all three downtowns have come along a long way, long way from when, you know, we were growing up. But, you know, just the biggest massive change, not only in like physical geography and architectural change, but just in whether it's socioeconomics or just kind of the perception of what is possible. And to your point, I think really only scratching the surface, particular to Allentown, where Bethlehem and Easton have really kind of, I don't want to say they've hit their peak, but they've really come along and have an identity.
Bethlehem's been peaked for so adorable.
Christmas City, USA, here we are.
I know, we're actually in Bethlehem, so I can't really talk.
But it wasn't that long ago that Bethlehem wasn't really what it is today. Same thing with Easton. When I was in high school, nobody wanted to hang in Easton, man. You know, now it has a gastronomy on Easton. Love Easton now, you know, and I admit that now. I can't believe I'm admitting that.
I can admit that.
Yeah, I can admit that now in front of people. But
it's very hip.
Yeah, yeah. But Allentown, I mean, if you look back, Allentown, in terms of retail and shopping, like Allentown was the spot. Hamilton was the spot. Yep. And then malls came and that changed everything. But we're right there. We're turning that corner where it's like, all right, retail's coming back. Event spaces are coming back. You know, people are starting to come out and realize, okay, there are things happening in downtown Allentown. It's exciting.
So now Allentown's making that transition to really draw people in now. You know, it used to be a lot of people living there and people coming in because of all the shopping and all the entertainment. I mean, there used to be 3-4 different theaters and, you know, used to be show business downtown. And, you know, you had the suburban flight with retail going out to the malls and things like that. But you talk about the region growing and the Lehigh Valley growing, and it's that growth that's important for Allentown and Easton and Bethlehem, because it's those people who have decided, I'm going to move out to the Lehigh Valley and I'm going to live in the suburban area and I'm going to go patronize these, you know, urban cores. And so for Allentown, really, that's really important. Mm-hmm. You know, and Easton's really trying to get some more residential people living, you know, multifamily, getting people living in the downtown, kind of doing it in the opposite order that Allentown did. Allentown had a lot of stuff that had to come down in order to create those spaces. You talk about the region. The region is what's given kind of the surrounding smaller townships and boroughs and all of those little smaller communities growing because of our location and proximity to different things. Mm-hmm. That's given Allentown the opportunity, given Easton the opportunity, and really allowed Bethlehem to continue doing what it's doing.
Yeah, even Hellertown now is getting some good restaurants, and I just keep hearing about it more recently, so it's plenty to go around.
Yeah.
What makes you excited about that? Like, yeah, we can be excited because there's more things happening, but when you think about the different places and people and organizations that you all touch or that you're part of or charities that you work with, what opportunities does that present not only to them but to yourself or others like us that are, you know, younger leaders here that are trying to take advantage of some of these opportunities, particularly thinking about, you know, 20 years ago you had people that went to school here for the universities but then left, or you grew up here and went to school and left, like you didn't come back, but we're seeing a lot of people stay here.
I just wanted to say that.
We all followed you, Kate.
I know. Yeah. No, I think to stimulate the local economy has always been the goal, right? So to see it actually really happening and to see people work together. I think we finally realize we are one valley. I think it's taken a long time to sort of get there. Not everyone is probably there.
Team Allentown here. No,
I'm just kidding. Stay on that side of the table.
She lives in Whitehall.
I know. I do live in Whitehall.
Oops. But yeah, I always lived in Allentown, and then I worked in Bethlehem, and now I'm living in Bethlehem and I'm working in Allentown. It's interesting. And I like, you know, people will always say Easton, and, you know, if you're in Bethlehem and Allentown, people think that's so far away. It's such a far drive.
But you're not joking. If my mom calls me and I'm like, I'm going to Easton for dinner, my mom's
like, good
Easton?
Luck. I'm pack like, a lunch.
It's 15 minutes away. Right. I'm not going to New York City.
It feels far.
The mentality, especially West End of Allentown.
Yeah.
So West End Allentown to Easton, it feels like, oh my gosh.
I'm driving to New York. That's how it feels. Easton's great.
When I got married, we didn't have a lot of time to have an official honeymoon, so we took our honeymoon in Easton. We stayed at the Grand Estonian, and we walked, you know, down the streets, took in a show at the Easton State Theater. Went out, and we felt like we were away. Mm-hmm. You know, it felt wonderful. And I encourage anybody, you know, go to another town. You know, get a hotel room, stay overnight, and take in the town, because there's so much you can see and do that you wouldn't normally if you had to go, you know, make the trip home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's one of the lovely things about, you know, Allentown, very different than Easton. Easton, very yeah. different than Bethlehem. They're different sizes, and I love Easton. Just has such an organic, authentic feel. You know, they really worked very hard to keep that, you know. I always loved that, you know, you walk around the corner. I did the one day I walked around the corner, right there was the home of one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence.
Wow.
Right there, block off Center Square, and... You know, the fact that that's still there, I just think is fantastic. Everything's been preserved while they are also driving a bustling restaurant scene, you know, still doing shows and all sorts of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And I think they did right by preservation in Easton and preserving the history there that they have. They do like the Heritage Day. They preserved a lot of the original buildings that were there, all while building more. Bethlehem also did good with preservation. I kind of don't really know with Allentown how much we've been able to preserve and not Absolutely. Knock down.
As a history major, it's been some of these buildings we've had to take down. I mean, some of you go into them, you can't believe that somebody was living in there 8 months earlier. You're like, Jesus, this is a beautiful building on the outside, and you're surprised that the bedroom floor holds their bed up.
Oh, geez.
I mean, like, some really, really rough stuff. But, you know, Allentown had been so bustling, and it was such a commercial district. Mm-hmm. You know, there was so much that had to be torn down in order to mm-hmm. build things in, say, the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that kind of collapse that, I mean, it really fell from a position of power in the region. And, you know, with that came, you know, blighted properties, big buildings that had replaced old historic
asbestos
buildings.
Asbestos and all that jazz.
And so many things built at that time. I mean, things built before, you know, something that was built before asbestos came around is still good. You can still use that, right? You know, but so many of those buildings, they were redeveloped at a time when you use materials that you can't use anymore, or, you know, less high quality building practices, and the building didn't last to today, especially through a particularly down economic point where people weren't keeping up their buildings and mm-hmm. things like that. So yeah, you lost a lot of that in Allentown.
Mm-hmm.
There's some little pockets, right? You see, especially in the West End, which has always remained a residential district. So if someone's mm-hmm. always been living there, people have always been keeping up those homes.
Yeah. And then it goes with, like, along with saying how we said earlier, you know, Easton, Allentown's like, I think, four times the size. So you're going to have four times the issues, whether mm-hmm. they're crime, whether it's more, you know, it's more diverse.
So magnified.
And yeah, it's more magnified. Or that's how I feel like Allentown gets the rap for having, if something happens in Allentown, it almost seems like it's on a bigger, it gets put on a bigger scale, but it should kind of be because we have four times the amount of people.
But how often do you hear it firsthand? Whenever I hear a horror story about Allentown, it's secondhand information.
Mm.
It's never, I experienced it,
right.
I heard this happened, or this person got hurt.
Yeah, people ask me all the time. I'm like, I've been working in downtown Allentown for almost 6 years. I've never, knock on wood, ever had,
yeah.
not even for a moment, or not even for, I never had anything, God forbid, happen, or anyone that I know, like, mm-hmm. directly, you know, and I get asked that a lot. I think I get asked that very often. People are like, how is it down there? I'm mm-hmm. like, it's great. Like, I mean, I don't know. It's like, it's so weird that what the narrative is, and mm-hmm. I'm just, you know, we're fighting that every day, but it's great downtown.
It's kind of taking it into the next, like, back half here of our 30-minute segment. There's three fun facts about the history of Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton that kind of just hit me as we were sitting here that are historical based. I'm curious if any of the three of you know it. So number one, I will start with Easton. It is one of three places. Anyone finish this regarding the Declaration?
That the Declaration visited at some point.
One of three places that the Declaration of Independence was read publicly.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
And then when we think about Bethlehem, you know this. We talked about it. It is a UNESCO.
Mm-hmm.
UNESCO.
I was going to bring that up.
Heritage site.
That's right.
That's
yeah.
pretty incredible.
Seriously?
It happened recently.
July 26th, yeah. like 7
to
o'clock
Kate's
at night.
Point, it's like, we're like the pyramids people. We got
UNESCO
Liberty Heritage Bell. Site here.
Relax.
Calm
no,
down.
No, but the Moravians that. Founded Bethlehem, you know, super early back in the 1700s or 1600s or so, and so has been, you know, marked
yeah,
here.
Like 1700s. 1740s.
Yeah.
Or
global.
Like a little earlier.
Yeah. I mean.
And then Allentown. Anyone know this one? I think you guys all might if I...
Is it the Liberty Bell?
The Liberty Bell,
oh,
yeah. So the Liberty Bell is hidden in the Zion Church on 6th and Hamilton, roughly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Roughly. That was during the Revolutionary War.
Right, how long was it hidden there for? It was just,
I'm not sure how long it was hidden there.
Yeah, it wasn't very long. I think it was like a week or 6 days or something.
That's the place to hide it.
I mean, at least I
guess. Hey, I'm proud of my city.
And if you didn't know, they hid the bell because they would melt down bells for ammunition. That's why.
Oh, is that why?
They were going to melt it down?
Like the English, they would come through and take bells to be able to make more ammunition out of bells. And so that's why they hid that bell.
Literally, the sun.
So a little Lehigh Valley history here for anyone that, you know, I thought that seemed, the declaration that you brought up made me think about it. But it's cool. So as we go into the next section here, thinking about the holidays and some traditions, and we're literally sitting in Christmas City, USA right now, right? So open the floor. Like, what does that mean to you? Holidays passed with Thanksgiving, kind of typically with New Year's Eve. There's Christmas, there's Hanukkah, there's Kwanzaa. There may be other things involved with that. Places to go, things to do in the valley. Open it up here.
I feel like I should go. I'm the Bethlehem person. Go ahead. Right? Yeah. So, well, with this UNESCO, the UNESCO World Heritage listing, we're going to have all of these historic travelers coming. And the historic travelers are actually, you probably know this, they're the millennials. And the millennials stay the longest, they spend the most money, and they like experiences. So it is a real opportunity for not just Bethlehem, but the entire Lehigh Valley to really capitalize on who's coming here and what they bring to the table and to show them where to go, you know, where to eat, where to take in a show, where to spend their money, where to shop, and to come back. So that's exciting in and of itself. But the Christmas City during Christmas, there's nothing quite like it, I have to say. I know I live here, so I'm a little biased. But Hallmark has a live feed camera on Main Street every year. I think it started last year or 2 years ago, which is pretty cool. They just filmed Saint Nick of Bethlehem. That was just released, so that's showing at Civic Theater, showing at Steel Stacks, and it was filmed locally all in Bethlehem. And then there's the Advent calendar, the live Advent calendar. I don't know if anyone's gone to it, but we're the only city in the country or perhaps the world that does a live Advent calendar. So what happens is a child goes up to the door, knock on the door, and then there's some kind of entertainment and then a treat for the kids, like chocolate or candy. And it's huge. I mean, it's so nice to see something like that. It really puts you in the Christmas spirit for sure. I'm done.
Love it.
So I have a question about the UNESCO heritage site and the driver that is for all the visitors. So we're expecting, so Bethlehem's expecting to have an increase. I mean, because we've always had plenty of people coming here to visit for the holidays. I mean,
I think it was 90,000 last year that came in to Bethlehem for the holidays.
And are they expecting that number to go up this year?
They are indeed. Yes. They've already seen an uptick.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Shows you what a new page being classified as one of the world's great historical sites can bring for something like that. You know, kind of counterintuitive. I mean, marketing, it makes sense, obviously, but like, yeah, you wouldn't think about that. I mean, it really is a whole new chapter for Bethlehem then. I mean,
It's been in the works, I think, 20 years to make this happen. So it wasn't an overnight thing by any stretch. But yeah, so
or centuries, depending on who you ask.
Yeah, that's true. Depending on who you ask. And right now for the holidays, right on the World Heritage Site, there's two museums, the Single Sister Museum, which they housed women who weren't married. They didn't push them to get married. We educated, the Moravians educated women. They thought it was very important. So there's a lot of rich history right here. And then the Moravian Museum. So those two are physically on the historic site, and then the Kemmerer Museum is right in the midst of that. But they have, for the holidays, there's a, I know because I'm spearheading it, the holiday Christmas tree exhibit. So there's 21 trees, and local businesses have sponsored these trees, and they're all decorated like different cities throughout the country, and it's a contest, so you can vote on your favorite tree, and then I think you win bragging rights. I'm pretty sure that's the prize.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Where are the trees? I'm going to have to go see the trees.
I was just going to ask, are they on Main Street?
They are in those three museums, the Kemmerer, the Moravian, and the Single Sister's House.
I'm not sure if it was like a scavenger hunt.
And are those museums on like Main Street somewhere, like tucked away somewhere?
Yeah,
kind of behind. Like.
You'll find them, yeah. just give it a Google. No. And so you can buy tickets and take the tour. And Chris Kindlemark happening.
Christmas in the Mart is a huge part. Yep.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, Bethlehem has Christmas
and the huts.
Up.
The huts up and down Main. Yeah.
All right. Let's show Allentown we get, some love. All right. I'm excited.
We're better at Christmas. Sorry.
I'm excited for Lights in the Parkway.
It's one
in
month.
Allentown.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a big one.
What else do we do in Allentown? We do cool things. I just they escape me at the moment.
They light the Christmas tree.
I think there's 30 Christmas tree lighting. Is that right?
I know.
Guys, I'm prepared.
Well, apparently PPL Tower is still going to light the tree.
Are
their,
they?
Their large tree.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the building's not occupied anymore, so people were wondering, you know, are they going to have, you know, all the windows lit and everything? And the new owners said something about them having a solution for it, and so they're going to, sounds like they're going to still
that's
do
awesome.
It. Because that's a key part of the skyline. I mean, you see that. I feel like you can see that from the, you know, from 78 as you drive by. It's like, oh.
See it from space.
I was going to
say. Cool.
The tower is staying, space. Right? They're not planning on.
No. No, they're planning to renovate it into apartments. I did not get a chance to tune in.
But to clarify, the tower is staying.
The tower itself is staying. Just the skyline. Whatever's inside of it. I mean,
Say
is irrelevant, but I mean, the tower is staying.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're like.
Yeah, okay,
My point being, they're already at the Planning Commission trying to get the conversion of the tower approved as opposed to tearing it down. It's going to be a tough project to convert, but it'd be an even tougher project to take that thing down. I mean,
I did hear that out of that Planning Commission meeting, a proposed restaurant for the top of that building was.
Oh, that would be dope.
That is a very good idea. It has robust, very robust utilities and infrastructure in it, and it is those upper floors have been in the building. Those are going to be tough to use. So I think restaurant, that's a great idea.
That could be cool.
Be really cool.
Did you know when they first started putting up the tree and the candlestick, it was just one color? It was all red.
Really?
That's what they had, I guess, at their disposal back then. So, it was all red at one point.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Just looked that up.
Well, it lives on, thankfully.
Were you Googling things before you got here?
I Googled this stuff for a project I'm doing. But, I did know these things because I've Googled them recently. So, it's pretty cool.
How about personally, though? Any traditions, food, family? Places you go? Do you stay local? Do you travel far? New Year's Eve plans? Whatever.
So recently, a new tradition for me is going up to Maine to visit Maine. My girlfriend's family up there. They don't get to come down very often. It's southern Maine, but it's a 6-hour drive. I mean,
what part of Maine?
Just outside of Portland.
My brother played football in Maine, and we literally would drive up there every week to the game. So
really?
Maine. And we saw all the seasons. There's this one stretch, I don't know what road it is, but you come over the hill and then it opens up and all the trees are all the different colors in the fall. It's Maine is beautiful.
Christmas time, it's great. Because Maine's so north, it's probably snowy, I'd imagine.
Yeah, they drive snowmobiles around, like vehicles. Like
cars. Well, so it's kind of sad. I mean, it used to be like that where my girlfriend grew up, which is Windham, Maine, just outside of Portland. You know, they used to have 4 feet of snow in the front yard all winter long.
Oh, wow.
And you could go down to the corner store on your snowmobile. And the last couple of years it'd be like, you'll get a couple big storms, but you really wind up with like a couple inches throughout the year. You're still getting out. Now they're getting like midwinter rain events instead of snow events. Well, last winter was a disaster. We went up there and they immediately lost power for 5 days, our entire trip. It was brutal. But it is absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So that's become a special thing last 2 years now. So I'm going up there on the 18th. But I'll be happy to come back. I'm excited to see Easton during the holidays.
They do those sheds, like the Easton Village, the Winter Village.
Yeah.
I did that last year. So that's what I'm planning to do this year again.
Cool.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Cute little shops around the circle.
So there's like different vendors you can visit?
Mm-hmm. Really nice choice of vendors, too. Like interesting stuff.
They got a little... I was down at the Marquee today. I noticed they've got a little ice skating rink set up in that parking lot next to Mesa. Mm. Might give that a try. It's not, it's the plastic ice skating rink. But
it's for
kids.
I'm
a terrible skater.
It's for kids.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine on the plastic. We did that 2 years ago. We went to Easton. I'm a big Easton fan. I don't know if you can tell, but we did the whole Winter Village and we did the skating, and it was very fun, and we jumped on a horse and buggy.
Oh, cool.
We did not take a ride, but we took a video.
Oh, well, it's almost like you did.
Yeah, it feels like we did.
For the gram.
Right.
Pork and sauerkraut New Year's. That's their tradition, right? Oh, that's pork good. And sauerkraut? You yeah. do pork and sauerkraut?
Sauerkraut.
Not pork? Oh, yeah, you're not. Yeah.
Okay. Everyone else.
Yeah, yeah. Christmas, yeah, I do. I cook during the holidays. That's my thing. My wife claims I cook. Fried turkey again. I'm going to do the whole Thanksgiving meal again. Collard greens, sweet potato casserole, five cheese mac and cheese, sausage stuffing.
Oh my God, I'm starving.
So you double down on Thanksgiving, like the meal-wise. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I love cooking. So that for Christmas, and then pork and sauerkraut, black-eyed peas for New Year's. Staying home, you know, staying close, and, you know, doing some things in Allentown. The market at the Promenade Shops, that'll be going on. So
what is that?
So that is a shared space with a whole bunch of local businesses. I host that. It's a part of a true love story. One of the things we do every year at the Promenade Shops is curate a space and make things available for smaller businesses that might not otherwise have the ability to rent out a full space at the Promenade
and
Shops.
And don't you dress up like the Grinch?
That was a secret. Yes.
Yeah.
So I do. I put on the. I love it. I take on the whole persona. I you know, stiff arm kids and knock things out of people's hands and knock hats off. So, I've actually got hired to do that separately just because I have so much fun doing it. But
I want to do that.
Anything for the kids. Anything for the kids.
I stepped by that last year. I didn't get any love
from
Grinch. Arm?
No, you didn't get stiff arm. No. Oh, okay. Well, come out this year. I'll make sure I stiff arm you.
Good. Good.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Lewis?
I stay local for the most part.
There you go. Yeah, what are you doing, Lewis?
Stay local for the most part. I'm, like, debating about trying to plan a short little snowboard trip up to New York between Christmas and New Year's just to – I've never snowboarded outside of PA.
Vermont, man. You got to check out Vermont.
I know. It's a little bit longer drive than for a three-day ordeal if I can do under 4 hours to, like, Hunter Mountain, I think it's called, up in New York. I think that's where I'm looking at. But
have you been to Elk Mountain?
That's in the Poconos, right?
Like North Poconos.
Yeah, maybe. No, I haven't been, but that's the tallest peak, I believe, right?
It first of all hasn't changed in 25 years. But I went up there for the first time in like 18 years, 2 years ago, and it's just super fun, small mountain, but you feel like you're away from here. And it's not far from New York, so you can say it's close enough.
Fair enough. I'll have to go check that out. I did look up and see that has one of the highest peaks here in Pennsylvania. So before we wrap up here, any other final thoughts, closing remarks, comments, holiday cheer?
Just in the spirit of this discussion, we have everything we need in terms of creating a robust area in terms of traveling and tourism. Like, we have everything we need, and it's just important that, for me, I'm speaking as an Allentonian, it's important that we realize that. So I stress that a lot in terms of working together and collaborating and networking and actually getting the work done collectively. You know, there's a lot of great businesses out there doing great work, and sometimes they're not always seen or heard from, but they're out there. They're doing the work. So support one another, build each other up. We have more than enough to go around. You know, so Allentown is, I'm excited for what's coming, and, excited for surrounding areas as well.
Yeah, I think shop small this holiday season, and give experiences, give tickets. I know a place called Inkwell, but no, there's great things, great gifts to be given and to be received as well. So yeah, I think shop small.
Yeah, I tell people you're from the Lehigh Valley, not an hour north of Philadelphia.
That's fair.
That's one good. Of the things I'm really looking forward to, with all the growth and things like that. I mean, how many times you say, I'm from Allentown, and they say, where? He said, an hour north of Philly, you know. And then you just start telling people you're from an hour north of Philly. Like, you know, the place has enough to be a place.
That's good.
So, yeah, we're from the Lehigh Valley, not an hour north of Philly.
I agree with what Kyle said. And come to the Queen City. That's it.
Yeah.
Tapped in. I concur. Awesome. Well, thank you, the four of you, for coming back to the studio here today, joining Young Valley Leaders again for our final session of
We did it.
So thank you so much for you all for being part of this, for you all that may be listening and or watching, and for the others that are behind the screens and scenes here, James, Seamus, Matt, and the rest of the good folks at WDIY for helping to put this together. Again, I'm Lewis Holzman. This is Young Valley Leaders, and we will see you in 2025.
Yeah, we will.